Hello, this is Siren Unseen. Thank you so much for listening to my very first audio. Please do not repost this anywhere, but do feel free to send me any feedback either here on Reddit or to siren.unseen@gmail.com. Without further ado, let's get this show on the road. Enjoy.
I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream lover, where are you with a love oh so true? And the hand that I can hold to feel you near as I grow old.
Oh, good evening, darling. You remember me, right? Elena. Wow, the dawning realization. Shall we walk? I saw what happened. I'm trying to think of how long it's been since we met. You didn't think of me at all during the last... Well, not enough for us to end up here again. So, yeah, a few years? I've aged? Rude. But obviously, yes. It would be weird if I didn't. We were 11 when you first imagined me. Well, so... Okay, actually... The truth is, it's so complex that you would go insane if you ever tried to comprehend it. Yep, dreams and insanity. That's me. Like Cthulhu with better legs. It's nice to be reunited. You know this beach, don't you? It's over a mile long. You remember how we would spend hours searching those rock pools at the far end? Yeah, you searched them. But you were imagining me there, so I was there. Sort of. Anyway, yeah, I'm older now. Unless you'd rather...
I was still the same age?
Your face! But good, because that would have been very scary and creepy if you had. Pretty good way to make me leave forever in a single answer. I love you. I suppose I could feel responsible for how things kept going wrong. Impossible standards. Who can compete with the love that exists only for you, right? Attaboy. Realizing that's in you is a very good step. Still, that last one was very bad. I mean, I don't think your mind would have turned to me after all this time if it hadn't been. No, seriously, let's keep it at your lucid dreaming about a girl you invented when you were a kid. It's like physics. At school, they teach you all about mass, gravity, and forces. Because, for all intents and purposes, that might as well be true, and it's what the human brain can comprehend at that stage. Then at university, they immediately throw it out the window and they tell you they've known for decades that quantum mechanics disproves all of it, and this is getting too technical for a love scene, isn't it? Don't blame me. It's your mind. Sort of. Okay. Question. Why is this always so chaste? Seriously, you dream of me on and off all through puberty, and we never... Don't you think that's part of it? Ivory pedestals and impossible standards, difficult for any real person to live up to. I think it's time to change that. Oh, look! My sundress vanished! Well, apparently this is what perfection looks like in your mind. Shall I give you a twirl? Now. Take my hand. I know. Oh, isn't it lovely? Yeah, much warmer than reality. But reality, it's overrated. Of course. The other thing that would make this less fun in reality would be that pesky need to hold your breath. Ah, there you go. Oof. Oh, shit. Oh, your mouth feels so good. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Suck. Oh, my. Oh, just, oh, keep sucking. Don't stop. Fuck. Your fingers. They feel so good. Fuck. You're gonna make me go. This is this would be worth becoming real for. Oh. Okay. And let's... You're teasing me with that, your cock. Yes, please. Please. I want you to... yes, I want you to hide me. I want to feel you. Fuck you. Oh, your cock feels so good. Mm. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, right there. Darling. Oh, tell me. Don't you think? It's time. We really met. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Right there. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, I'm gonna come, huh? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That rock over there, this exact beach. 3 months and one day at 11 a.m. Hello? Shit. Oh, okay, this is really weird. You look so familiar. Have we met somewhere before? In your dreams? Wow, that was a cheesy line. So much deja vu. Sorry, you must think I am completely nuts. Okay. Thank you. Anyway, I'm Elena, and... Oh, there she is. This is my wife, Sarah.